So hello and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive information about healing for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both. He hails from the beautiful places in Colorado, so I love that my show gets to be in Colorado today. Welcome, Nick Kadowski. It's so nice to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Erica. It's wonderful to be on your show.
Yeah, I love it. I love some of the images on your website are so pretty. So why don't you just share like what got you into healing? What kind of drew you into being a healer?
Yeah, certainly. So, it was really two things. So I've always been sensitive to energy. I remember when I was little, I walked into my bedroom and I kind of felt a presence there. So I started looking around and it ended up that one of my brothers was in my closet, hiding, trying to play a trick on me. And at that time,
busted.
Exactly. And at that time, I didn't understand, like, how did I know that someone was in my room without seeing them? You know, it's kind of one of those weird things. So that kind of started my journey into the whole healing space of, okay, if I am sensitive to other people's energy, how can I help them to feel better, to start to take away their pain, so on and so forth.
I love that. I remember one time I was riding up in the mountains and I was riding with my friend Rosemary, and I didn't really get that time that I was a medical intuitive, like this is decades ago. And I looked over and I go, what's wrong with your right knee?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh my gosh, I did something. She's a runner and she goes, something happened to my right knee. I go, well, you need to get some more attention on that because the pain, I could feel it all the way over here. And it was interesting. And this was kind of the dawn of knowing that you could like be a medical intuitive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome that you're able to pick that up.
I think so many of us are actually know more than we think we know. Just being around other human beings, we might just be picking up on what's going on with them sometimes in our bodies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree.
So when you're looking at your company, Release Emotional Baggage, that's so curious. Like, who among us doesn't have that? What are some of the emotional baggages? That's the wrong grammar, but what are some of the things that you see that are kind of like bring people down? Or what are some of the, you know what I mean? Like, Louise Hay has that book where she talks about how different parts of the body connect to different pains. So tell me some of the things you've seen. What are some of the common things that people carry around?
Yeah, I'll give you a really quick story. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So one of the modalities that I practice is called the emotion code. So the basic idea behind it is that we trap emotions in our body, and then those emotions stay in our body, and they can contribute to acute and chronic pain. And we also have something called the heart wall, which are emotions that we trap around our heart. So I was working with a client once, and she was explaining how she felt this pressure on her chest. It felt like there was a rock on her chest, and it was something that would come and go. So I started to work with her, and I started to release these trapped emotions around her heart. And a lot of the emotions that became trapped were around the age of 35 for her. So I asked, was there any significant event around the age of 35 that happened to you? And she said, oh yeah, around that time I was pregnant, and unfortunately, her baby didn't end up making it. And around that time, her mother was also diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was her caregiver during that whole time. So you can imagine that going through an experience like that, she must have felt just a ton of emotions.
Yeah.
And a number of those didn't get released, so they got trapped around her heart. So anyways, once those emotions were released, that pressure on her chest was released, and she was finally able to breathe just fine. And she could also think about those past experiences, and she didn't have any painful feelings or any anxiety come up around it.
Wow. So when you're releasing it, then people are able to heal easier. Is that what you start seeing, kind of their physicality changes pretty quickly once you're taking care of some of the stuff you've held in?
Yeah, exactly. You know, because someone can go to a doctor, for example, and get some procedure done, and medically, you know, their shoulder, for example, might be fine, but they say that it keeps on hurting. You know, so when it's something like that, it's a pretty strong possibility that there can be trapped emotions stuck in their shoulder from the past that they haven't released that are contributing to that pain.
Wow, that's really fascinating. I honestly think that there's so many things that go into healing, and I love this idea that we can just kind of clear blocks to the healing. And I was looking yesterday at that whole sense of the evidence being like you're still in pain, or the evidence being, you know, in our pre-chat, we were talking like if a home hasn't sold, it's blockages, and then it isn't sold yet, and that's the evidence, and then you need to clear it. Because naturally we have, you know, we can love, and naturally we're able to heal, right?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I mean, our body is so wise, like it's constantly giving us messages, and it's our choice whether we want to pay attention to those messages or whether we want to just completely ignore it, you know? And yeah. usually when we pay attention to those messages, they're kind of like little clues as to, you know, what's wrong, and also how we can start to heal from it. So it's really just listening and trusting to the wisdom of our body.
So my next question has to do with entrepreneurs and light workers. Some people are blocked from building their business. Like they love it when they're in there hanging out with people doing their thing. But then when it comes to like building their business or asking for business, they can get kind of tripped up. So what would you recommend for someone who's, you know, in learning about healing, or maybe they're already doing lots of good healing work, and then they're kind of blocked in their business space? What would you recommend for them?
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as if they're blocked in their business, I would recommend, you know, releasing their heart wall, releasing those trapped emotions that they have around their heart. Because, for example, when we're working with a client, we want to naturally send that client love, you know, so that they can trust us. But if we have trapped emotions around our heart of anxiety and fear and disappointment from the past, what happens is we want to send that love, but that love has to go through those trapped emotions. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes out on the other side, it can be kind of this icky, distorted ball of energy, you know, that the client then receives. And so from a business standpoint, that can often be like a mixed message, right?
Oh, interesting.
So the business owner has one message that they want to communicate, but the client receives a different message. So clearing those emotional blocks around the heart can help that message to become very clear.
Wow, that's really interesting. Yeah, I do think about us like radio beacons, you know? Like we're beaconing, we're sending out who we are all the time. And so if what we say and what we're beaconing are a dissonance, then people don't really know what's going on. They just kind of think you stink.
Right.
Like when you're in assonance, when you're like connected and you're being who you say and you're saying who you be, then your energy around you is a lot clearer. You know, that's something I've always learned.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it is having that, that clear and heartfelt message, you know, when people just people just kind of pick up on that. It's really kind of beautiful, actually.
I know. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your actual services? Why don't you give us a little more insight into what you do?
Yeah, certainly. So my business is focused on helping people to heal their acute and chronic pain naturally without any harmful side effects. So the way that I do that is I help people with identifying those trapped emotions that are causing their acute and chronic pain and releasing them. And once that happens, then their acute and chronic pain starts to decrease. And, in some cases, it'll just completely go away. And then, and then the second part of that is I also work with people on a physical level, recommending an herbal program that will help to decrease inflammation in their body and reduce pain and start to bring some of their body systems back into balance that started to cause the pain in the first place.
Wow. Well, that's pretty awesome, and I'm so glad you stopped by, and I'm so glad you found my show. I'm so excited that you found me by looking around and finding a good show for you to be on. This is perfect for my audience, and why don't you tell us how we can reach you and find out more?
Yeah, so my website is www.releaseemotionalbaggage.com, and on my website, they can sign up for a holistic pain relief toolkit where I share a couple of simple tools that they can use right away to start to find some relief from their pain.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great day, Nick.
Yeah, thank you so much, Erica.